This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The 27th of February, here's 2018 for those of you who have been on a trip to Mars and just got back, and the first thing you heard was the DJV experience. Wow, are you lucky or what to be able to hear the voices of Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen? It's like coming back from a long trip to nowhere and being in heaven. Here we are, folks. Heaven on the radio and elsewhere. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria, bringing us up to date on some of the exciting trending items that are cooking. Are they cooking? Are they on the back burner or the front burner? That's the question.
Well, front burner. Stan Lee, the famous director, who is actually, a lot of people don't know this, even though he's 95, we always talk about age being no limit. At 95, he is the co-producer of Black Panther, which is still continuing to break records. Well, in his personal life, he's had a really rough time. He's had some health issues already this year. He had to cancel a few appearances. And now it turns out he might be a victim of elder abuse. And TMZ was the first to report this. Now it's starting to spread all over. He's had somebody, they don't know who it is now, but the police are involved. Someone had actually siphoned $850,000 out of one of his bank accounts and bought a condo with it. But apparently it wasn't just easily traceable. So someone has got some kind of elaborate scheme going. And now another $300,000 had disappeared right before that. And now, unfortunately, $1.4 million has just disappeared from his accounts. So the LAPD is actually, they have a specialized unit that deals with elder financial abuse. And they have been at his house, and on over the weekend they spent more than 2 hours going through all of his financial records and things, trying to figure out who might be doing this to him. But this is probably a developing story, but very, very weird. And elder abuse, the saddest. That's the worst. You're the worst kind of human being if that's what you're doing.
I wonder how often that happens to people.
Apparently a lot.
When they don't know, at least he figured it out.
Yeah. Well, the fact that the LAPD has an entire detective unit just for that, this happens all the time in when people are in nursing homes. They've had people, like orderlies and things like that, get arrested for somehow getting their hands on people's money as well. It's horrible. And then the other big trending story, Jen, you can speak to this one, I guess. It's the L.A. rain. Hashtag L.A. rain is everywhere. Apparently, are you guys getting hit really hard with this, or is this coming soon?
It's sprinkled a little bit. we're definitely on storm watch here. And, yes, it did rain while I was sleeping last night. And the big story is that it's very cold. And so there are instances of hail. There are lots of instances of snow in the local mountains, and we haven't had that all year. So L.A. freaks out a little bit. But, it's expected to rain and storm over the next day or so. So that's exciting news.
Exciting. Well, apparently,
you'll notice excited when it rains around.
There's no visibility on
who's not in L.A. this week.
Too bad. You should be. I love it. When
how he
here.
Avoids it's the bad weather.
Warming up.
Miracle.
I'm in Madison, and I'll be back on the farm tonight.
What's the temperature in Madison?
Unseasonably warm in Madison today, right?
Yeah, it has been quite warm.
The last time I was in Madison in February, a bunch of years ago, it was negative 14. So there you go.
It was cold when I got here on Sunday afternoon. And then it warmed up yesterday. It's in the 40s. Supposed to be near 50 today. It's supposed to be in the
50s. Never happens,
right?
Wow. In February.
What's it supposed to be in New York and Washington today?
New York, sunny and 53.
53. See, there you go.
You guys actually might be warmer than us today. I looked at my weather forecast. 49 in L.A. is very, very cold.
Yep. For the high today?
Break out the parkas.
Yeah.
Really?
That's according to my weather app. I don't know. The weather app sometimes is inaccurate.
No, but it was in the 50s. When we went to the zoo on Saturday, we had to have little over, like a sweater on.
Does Miles even own a coat living in L.A.?
I know, right? Yes.
Yeah, Miles has a coat. He didn't want it on, but he did have a coat. One of the things that also is trending, some information. One of the things that I love about traveling is I get exposed to a lot of magazines and newspapers and things that give me a different perspective on things, or at least add to my perspective. And one of the things that I came across yesterday, we were talking about crime a few minutes ago, Stan Lee being in the focus. There's a study that's out this week focusing on ICE and the people who are being put into the system. Well, the ones, I don't know how best to describe this, putting people into the system who are illegal. They're supposed to not be in the system, but they're in their system. Does that make any sense? They're in the ICE system because they are here illegally, but they're not in our system. But they want to be in our system, but not in the system that's ICE's system.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
So
I don't think you're clarifying it. I think you're making it more confusing.
Okay. There's a lot of systems, and I don't know who's in
what. So ICE is the organization in the government that tracks and wants to get rid of people who are here illegally, right?
Right.
So
well,
if you're in their system.
It's customs enforcement.
Yeah, okay, well, we call it ICE. So if they're in the system, if they're in the
customs
enforcement. Yeah, mm-hmm. If they're in that system, then they're illegal. Right?
Generally, is that true? Yeah. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, why would you be in the ICE system if you weren't here illegally?
Yeah, the ICE agents are looking to enforce customs. They're looking to enforce immigration. So
right.
You probably wouldn't be there if you're not illegal.
Okay. So that now that's as clear as mud. The bottom line here is that a stat released by the government suggests that half of all those who have been released by ICE are committing new crimes. So 50%, those, you know, we have this big conversation about whether they should be released, whether they should be deported, whether they should go to jail, all that sort of thing. The number of illegals with prior felony convictions caught in the immigration dragnet, the numbers are out of, it's just ridiculous. It's staggering. 80% of those arrested in a 5-day sweep in New Jersey, for example, were convicted felons. 80% of the people here illegally that they went after in New Jersey were convicted felons. Among the arrests...
Because that's who these people are going after. We're not seeing deportations of people who are here and not getting into trouble. ICE is going after people who are here and committing crimes.
Right. They have, but the crimes they're committing are child porn crimes, sexual assault crimes, and they're not all from Mexico. One of the reasons that I was attracted to, I mean, this story kind of isn't anything new except for where the people are coming from. You know, we all think it's all Mexicans.
No, we don't all think that.
Well, a lot of people think that. But in fact, a Turkish citizen was convicted of child porn, sexual assault on a minor, aggravated assault, but serious violence. This is one person who's here illegally from Turkey. And then there are other things I just want. But the thing that attracted my attention here, the 101 arrests that they profiled, largest number of immigrants came from the Dominican Republic. Mexico was second, and people from the Middle East were third. I figured there'd be some Chinese on here. Nah, well, they're in on the list, but not close to the top of it.
They're only selling handbags on Canal Street.
Yeah, but you know what they...
Which is illegal, and there's a lot of other stuff along with that. But that's really where the bulk of any type of Chinese crime is. It's,
right.
It's that. It's in counterfeiting.
One of the things that has been... most of the people, with an exception, I don't know, in New Jersey, are there sanctuary cities? Newark's not a sanctuary city, I can't imagine. Any sanctuary city in New Jersey?
Newark's a death trap. I don't know if it's a sanctuary city. I don't think so.
It's not the
garden
spot of the East, that's for sure.
New Jersey's been red for the last 8 years under Christie, so I don't think that it's there yet.
I don't think there are. Well, because that was one of the things, Jennifer, that was pointed out in this overview. Where the biggest problem is, and I don't think this is another one of those duh things, are these so-called sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
They refuse to turn over arrested illegals to immigration authorities, so they have to go in and get them and
not
find them.
Not only will
and
they not turn them over, but the city or whatever, in my case, the state is a sanctuary state in California, will actually use taxpayer dollars to fight the legal fees for these people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That is an outrage, and that is nothing to do with politics. It's about your taxpayer dollars and what you want them to be used for.
Yeah, but just,
and I don't
politics.
Want them to be used for the defense of someone who's not even a legal citizen.
But to follow on what Victoria just said, it's not a red state. California's a blue state, and it's sort of typical of what goes on, especially in the bigger cities in California. So it is,
New
it
York
is political.
I guess New York City is a sanctuary city. I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah, I still, and this is something we agree on, I still have yet to find someone who can explain to me why this is something that we need to be fighting for so fervently. I don't understand it. And I'm on the left, but I don't understand it.
Nobody understands it. Doesn't make any sense.
I just
exactly
don't.
What's happening, and it's happening in these very left states like California and New York, is that governments, the perception is the government is prioritizing other country citizens over their own citizens. And mm-hmm. whether that hurts long term for politics, I don't know. California, I don't think it will. California's government has gone so far left, I don't know if there's any chance of it even boomeranging and backlashing.
It really is. You know that, Jennifer, it really is to the point of being ridiculous. And I'm pretty moderate most of the time. I think you're on one end and sort of Victoria's on the other end. And I think I'm somewhere in the middle. I find it intolerable, frankly, that this kind of stuff goes on. How dare they pull this stuff out? And where do they get the authority to do it, frankly? And the fact that they use the middle finger, the locals and the local authorities, they're giving
example.
It to the feds. How do you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it shows you why there's huge crime numbers in sanctuary states and sanctuary cities. And the reason for that is that, by example, the government is picking and choosing which laws to follow.
But who thinks
so
that
of
way?
Course,
who's
got people are going to do the same thing and follow suit.
But who thinks that this is okay? What kind of rational thinking goes on? Maybe I'm just answering my question with the question. What kind of rat is irrational? And now here comes the Supreme Court, says it will not hear the challenge to the lower court ruling that temporarily blocks the federal government from rescinding the DACA program.
Well, they did it on purpose.
Because?
And they want Congress to figure it out, don't they?
Well, here's the thing. If the Supreme Court heard the DACA case, they'd have to strike it down because the DACA protections set up under President Obama are unconstitutional. They don't mesh with what is a constitutional authority afforded to the president, the executive power. So if the Supreme Court heard it, everybody knows what the decision would be. And I think the Supreme Court is allowing everybody a little bit more time to get their you-know-what together and actually get a legislative solution together for DACA. So I think they purposefully didn't hear it. And while some people say, well, that's a loss for President Trump, it's kind of a win, because if the court had seen it and if they had ruled, Trump would have to start deporting people that were here, kids under 40, who were here and have only known this country. He'd have to start deporting people out. So it's sort of kind of a stay of execution. That was a win for Democrats, for people who are advocates of wanting to keep dreamers in the states. And it's also kind of a win for President Trump and the Republicans, who don't have to, before the midterm elections, be carting people back to their home countries.
It's ridiculous because they go back.
But it's more inactivity.
Yeah. So they could still agree to hear the case, but not right now. All right. So there's the ruling on that. 20 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you. A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
1 out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Time at 23 after the hour, DJV show, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's the expert when it comes to the daily TV sightings. We're back into the mode of actually having some decent television programs. I noticed that among decent programs, by the way, daytime shows, Harry Connick Jr. had an attempt for about a year to do a sort of talk variety show. It was good, but not good enough because now it's going the way of the wind. He was proud of the show, he said. It was good. I've watched
it. I liked
him. Yeah, he's very likable guy.
I think he's likable, yeah.
Yeah, very much so. All right, so anyway, let's get at it here. Jennifer, what do we have tonight?
The blind auditions continue, part 2 on The Voice. That's on NBC tonight. You can check that out. And then a lot of returning shows, Dougie. Some of your favorites, actually. Tuesday's a big night for you. Bull is back and new on CBS. NCIS back also leads things off for the night. NCIS New Orleans is back, and Lethal Weapon is back on Fox. This Is Us returns.
That's a good show. Yeah,
and this is Us Returns with the Bachelorette Party for Toby and for Kate. And then one that I'll be checking out, aside from a new episode of America's Next Top Model, of course, is a new show, a series on USA called Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yeah.
This is the exploration linking the murders of Biggie Smalls and Tupac, and it'll air on USA tonight at 10.
They have a lot of promotion for that. You know, on your advice yesterday, last night here in the hotel, I got back to my room and I turned on TV and I wanted to watch that race show that
they
was on
Discovery. They spent so much money on that race show, yes.
Stupid.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, it was just
was it Big Dud?
Yeah, well, I don't know about Big Dud. I'd take that personally. It's 25 past the hour now. Time for us to go to the music category. As far as news is concerned, John Fogerty, ZZ Top, together are plotting a Blues and Bayous tour. This would be something I might be interested in. Your father and I, Kara, could go to this. We'd probably have a good time. John Fogerty and ZZ Top uniting for this tour. 24-day trek starting on the 25th of May in Atlantic City and then going across the country for a month or so to Welch, Minnesota is where they end up. Tickets on sale Friday at 10. Pre-sale tickets available today at 10. Willie Nelson is going to join them for their show June 26th in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They be a little smoke in that
That's
room.
It's a great mix.
Right. By the way, I'm here at this hemp. I'm at a farm conference, but it's mostly about the pros and cons of hemp and how to grow it and that sort of thing, how to sell it and market it. That's what I'm thinking about doing in my farm for added benefit. But whenever you walk outside of the room and walk outside of the hotel...
You've never been in an environment like that ever.
No,
have you?
I haven't. Really.
High times.
High time, literally, as well as figuratively. Anyway, ZZ Top and Billy F. Gibbons talking about John Fogerty along with ZZ Top. They've been followers of blues and rock, he said, since the beginning. We're looking forward to ripping it up. I think that probably will be.
This is going to be a great tour.
This is one of the great songs from Fogerty and CCR. Crank that up, Kara, for a second, will you please? It's just, and Willie Nelson with them. I don't know how he's doing. Was there any? He's 85 now, and there were some reports he was not feeling
well.
Was there a couple
problems.
Of weeks ago? I wonder why.
Yeah. So hopefully he makes that stop. But
maybe somewhere here in Madison, probably find him hanging on one of the street corners. All right. Also in tour news, Shelby Lynn, who toured last part of last year with her sister Allison Maurer, returns to the road on a solo tour starting this week, actually, in Massachusetts, running through mid-April. Her career goes back 30 years. She was in a duet with George Jones. What do you know about her, Jennifer?
Not a whole lot. New up-and-comer, basically.
She said of performing with her sister, quote, "When I look at her and I hear and we sing together, I love her so much, I just moved to write something that I knew she would understand." So there's a new album out from her called I Can't Imagine. Yeah. It's released, isn't it?
The new one is not dark yet. This is
Got
the new
it.
One coming up.
Yeah. A pair of takes on songs originally recorded by Nirvana, Bob Dylan, Merle Haggard, and that ilk. So,
yeah, I would like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you probably would. Yep, I'd like the other one. So we got two that we like. Likes, put your thumbs up at 28 past the hour on DJB.
Breathe Right. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Breathing is not just for oxygen. It also impacts brain functioning, emotions, and behavior. The rhythm of your breathing actually creates electrical activity in your brain that impacts emotional judgments and even your memory. Bet you didn't realize that. Or at least, I bet you weren't thinking about that just now. That is, because rarely do we take the time to think about how we breathe, because it's just so automatic for us. Now, maybe we should. Maybe today you should take some time to focus on your breath. Think about the ways in which your breathing rhythms impact you. And if you need to, slow your breathing down a bit. For more on all things life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now it's 34 at the hour, working toward a good resolve for your Tuesday. It may have just started for you, so make sure that your attitude is good, you're feeling good, you get good energy. That's the way we like it. That's the way it sounds like a song. That's the way we like it. Like it. Mm-hmm. That's the way we like it. Yes, Victoria.
Well, it is a song, but look at you getting funky.
I'm getting down.
High times. Remember. That's what's happening.
Yes. Down on your bad self.
All right. I've been around a lot of stuff. I tried to take a shower last night when I came back to the room. Ugh. Smoke and stuff around. The trending item that I saw that, and I'm not trying to throw salt on the wound here, and I don't know that there's anything new where people will say, come on, can we get off of it? Although any of the trending things that I've looked at anyway, has, and this has to do with what I'm looking at, the front page of the Wisconsin State Journal, which I've read the last 3 days, has a lot of info on gun laws, stricter gun laws, the gun violence issue, consensus on weapon sales and that sort of stuff. members of Congress coming back to Washington. I was going to say coming back to work, but I decided to edit that term.
Let's not be rash.
Yeah, right. Let's not get carried away with this. Coming back to Washington, and there's a lot of pressure to respond to the outcry over gun violence, but there doesn't seem to be any plan. There are a lot of proposals, including one from the president on the bump stocks.
Yep.
What do you suppose a butt stock would be? A bump. I understand what a bump stock is.
Well, what's a bump stock makes rapid fire, so a butt stock.
Anyway, so this looks bad. You know, everybody's trying to posture themselves for the midterm election already. It's always an election. Everybody, always election season. Somebody's running for something. And I saw a report on the amount of money. Some guy, there were two things, and I think I saw it in USA Today, correct me if I'm wrong, about two donors, one a Republican and one a Democrat, who have coughed between the two of them almost $40 million into PACs, which you can donate. Isn't that a 501c3 consequence on your tax return if you give to PACs? Is that by having a memory of fog on that one? Anybody remember what benefits?
No idea.
I think there's some component to giving to a PAC that becomes tax deductible. Anyway, the loopholes are all over the place now.
I think those have been closed after tax reform, because I think really one of the only deductibles that you can still take is for a nonprofit, and a 501c3 would be a nonprofit. So the question is, would a PAC be considered a nonprofit? Because they're not profiting, they're donating, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're donating. Hmm. Yeah, and they're all I wish I could remember the fellow's name who's the Democrat and the Republican. I'm just now pulling this from my memory only because I was looking at one of the trending sources on Yahoo and I see gun control and stuff. But there's no magic bill that's going to be adopted. They don't even want to. The Republicans don't even want to do anything with Trump's thing on the butt stock. I'm sorry, bump stock. I keep saying butt stock. So you wonder, and I don't say that in a political sense. I just wonder where is the movement going to come from? As long, this brings me around to my favorite go-to place for fixing the problem, which nobody else seems to want to talk about, and that's, I looked at yesterday, there were four or five different plans submitted to fix the, and they all, okay, we got to do something about guns, we got to make sure we have mental health, blah, blah, blah. But nobody's talking about campaign finance reform, which is the biggest, baddest problem. Because if you get rid of
the
money that's coming, that gives these people leeway to go off and do what their conscience says they ought to do, rather than what the dictates of people who give money to campaigns and lots of money. So unless we're dealing with that, you're not going to get
any. You're never going to see any politician,
movement,
Democrat or Republican, give up donations to their campaign.
No, so how do you fix
never
it then, Jennifer?
That.
Is
but
it going to ever
that
be
that
fixed?
Fixes it. I think what really fixes it, what would make me really happy and I think would be a step in the right direction, is allowing mental illness to become part of the background check system. And
well, that's not bad. I wouldn't argue against that. I wouldn't argue.
Think about it. In real life, if you want to stop Nicholas Cruz, the way to do it would have had those 50 phone calls that people made about him, including one he made about himself, actually mean something. It wasn't. Instead, it was 50 phone calls that someone just hung up on. I think there's one big missing piece to all of this, and Jake Tapper interviewed the Sheriff Scott Israel over the weekend.
I saw that interview. Did you see that interview?
It was a great interview because Jake Tapper took the sheriff to task.
Well, that's what I mean.
Had a really hard time answering these questions, and I think we see a lot of failed leadership from this sheriff who thinks he's amazing.
Oh my God,
he's done
crazy,
a great job.
He thinks
the tone is completely wrong. Whether he thinks he did a great job or a bad job, the tone should be a bit more compassionate. But at the very end of that interview, you heard Jake Tapper ask Scott Israel, the sheriff, about the Promise Program. Now, I think a lot of people glossed over that, but the Promise Program was implemented in Broward County in the schools, including the school that we're talking about that was affected here. And what the Promise Program does is any kid who was a delinquent, essentially, or who brought weapons to school or who was accused of bad behavior was protected from being arrested. This kid was bringing ammunition and he was bringing knives to school for a long time. He had reports about him for a long time. The school system, because of the Promise Program, they were not allowed to make an arrest of this kid. If they had made an arrest, guess what? all of a sudden he would not be able to go out and buy a gun. He'd have something on his background, in his background, that would allow him not to purchase a firearm. Yeah. But that promise program protects delinquent kids. And again, not to make this political, but this was a program implemented in Broward County that was set up originally by Eric Holder for Chicago. And what do we see in Chicago going on every single day? We see shootings and violence amongst especially young black young men, right? And the same sort of thing now starting to spread through Broward County because of this stupid policy that is protecting the wrong people. It's not helping students. They're actually not arresting people. It's not helping anybody. It's making things worse. And this promise program Jake Tapper asked the sheriff about, he tried to distance himself from it. But I think if we start looking at what's going on and how to fix things, well, this is one place to start looking.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Promise program. I agree with Jen that the promise program needs, and there is something, I don't even know if it's called the promise program in New York, but there, it's a similar thing. And the reason that that exists is because a kid's getting busted and racially being profiled is essentially where this all started from, which is why Eric Holder was involved in it. But kids who are racially profiled and busted for a little bit of weed, Doug knows about this week, on their person, they're getting arrested and having a record that it was slanted so far against minorities, and that's where a lot of this came from. Now, the problem is with all these types of programs, and you can go to immigration and so many other issues where this type of stuff happens, it snowballs and it starts to become a much bigger thing than what it was intended to be. Then it's protecting kids like Nicholas Cruz, and that's not what it was intended to do. So there are so many layers to it, but yes, the promise program and things like that absolutely need to be looked at with a much finer microscope and parse out what's good and what's not good from those programs.
This is more about our conversation that we had earlier about how local governments are prioritizing what laws they want to follow. And look, I'm sorry. If a 17-year-old kid is holding weed, he shouldn't be. I don't care if it's, just a little bit of weed and people want to blow it off. Don't do it on your school campus and you won't get in trouble. We're making lots of excuses because we want to try to protect certain groups of people, and it's about following the laws and it's about following the rules, and rules are there. If you don't like the rules, campaign to change them, but don't just say, well, I'm not going to follow it, it's not that important, because then we end up with Nicholas Cruz opening fire when there were clear warning signs dating back to 2010.
Here's what is, you just, both of you brought up things individually that bring us back around to respect for the law and respect for authority, both of which have been watered down because of what the law allows or because of what authority allows. When you see a poll that suggests that 76% in our country want some kind of stricter gun law when it comes to specific types of guns or things about guns, and then the line after that is, but they doubt Congress will act anytime soon.
That makes me angry.
When you see that and you understand how selective the enforcement is of these laws and these rules, the kids, they know that. They see that. So why should they have respect for the law? They ought to, but we're giving them, the people who make the laws don't have respect for the laws. So why should the kids who are supposed to be affected by this have
That's a good point.
any respect for the law? Yeah. There's no respect
we
at all across
it.
The board. They don't teach it. They don't live by it. So why in the hell should anybody pay any attention to it? It's like anarchy here.
That's what I say all the time in California. Yeah. If the mayor of Los Angeles is not going to follow the law, well, why should anybody else?
Well, New York and L.A. have the two biggest boobs for lawyers, mayors. I don't mean to be a lawyer.
And both of those boobs might be running for president.
Yeah.
So it's very exciting times around here.
Bill Blah Blasio for president. This
he
is
would
exciting.
Never win.
Nah.
Eric Garcetti's been traveling all over.
Neither
he was in South Carolina.
Garcetti wouldn't win. He wouldn't get 5 votes from anybody else.
At least people know Bill de Blasio. I don't know how many people know Eric Garcetti.
He's not worth knowing. All right, here's one other situation in terms of the law. Federal court deciding that a law that protects against discrimination in the workplace applies to gay employees. The Second Circuit ruled yesterday that workplace discrimination due to sexual orientation violates Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. It bars employers from discriminating against employees on the basis of sex, race, color, national origin, religion, etc. A case was filed about 7 years ago by a skydiving instructor who said he was fired because he was gay. Why would you fire a skydiver because he was gay.
Somebody didn't want to ride tandem with him, I'm guessing.
No, I didn't even think about that. Really? You think that was it?
That's the first thing that leaps
that's
to mind.
That's not even come into mind. Shows you how I think. Shows you how you think, Victoria.
I'm just coming off the Winter Olympics in a double luge, so yeah. I guess it's on my mind.
Maybe. All right, speaking of the Olympics, let's get to some sports news here. The feds have detailed a lot of allegations, violations against the NCAA. This thing is cooking every day. There's something else on this. What's the overall situation, Victoria?
Yeah, this investigation has been going, and this is a federal investigation, has been going on for several years now, and they're looking into the dark underbelly of college basketball and the expenditures and all kinds of stuff. NBA agent Andy Miller and his agency called ASM Sports, they seem to be the real target here. They found expense reports, balance sheets, listings of cash advances to high school students, prospects, their families, entertainment, all kinds of stuff. They intercepted more than 4,000 calls from 330 days. They have a lot of evidence now. And they found that, essentially, that more than 20 Division I basketball programs and more than 25 players from Duke, North Carolina, Texas, Kentucky, Michigan State, USC, Alabama, a bunch of other ones, they found that they've got all kinds of money being funneled their way, listed as loans and cash advances. So that's how they're going to have to go all through this. But it ranges anywhere from just, you know, covering someone's meals to thousands and thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. One kid got a quote-unquote loan for $75,000. It was never paid back. There's all kinds of stuff. The head of the NCAA is basically saying they're working with federal prosecutors and they're going to try to clean up the whole thing. But come on, you can't tell me that they didn't know that this has been going on for years.
This is back to that disrespect we were talking about before. I have to pause here for a second, Jennifer. I'm just looking at the local station here in, have the television on in the background, watching the local news, and then just across the, I see this naked butt walk across the screen. So I'm looking over at the story. It's a story from Florida, some town that's a nudist colony, and the postal service has decided not to deliver mail anymore because the people driving the mail trucks are offended by looking at the nudists going to the mailboxes.
Nudists never look like David Beckham.
Oh, they're ugly. I'm looking at this woman who's about 90 years old, they show a little bit of, and it just, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. It's actually kind of
nobody amazing. Wants
anyway,
to see that.
Sorry. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's LeBron James, who is interested. He's out of his contract, so what's going to happen to him? Is he leaving Cleveland?
Well, people are rallying. They want LeBron James. There are billboards that are popping up outside of Cleveland urging him to join the 76ers. Here's the story. LeBron James can opt out of his contract and become an unrestricted free agent this summer, which is a huge bit of news for NBA fans and NBA teams. Now, the topic of where LeBron might play should he decide to stop playing for the Cavaliers is the most heated and debated question currently facing NBA fans and analysts. One potential destination that has picked up a little bit of steam as a possible landing spot for LeBron is Philadelphia. The 76ers are on the path back toward the promised land, and they're entering Monday's play ranked 7th in the East. Now, taking inspiration from the Oscar movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, three billboards went up outside of Cleveland on Monday. The billboards have a message for LeBron with sayings like, complete the process, and hashtag Philly wants LeBron. We don't know exactly who is behind these large billboards that were plastered along I-480, but upon further investigation, it turns out that they were put there by Power Home Remodeling, a company based in Chester, Pennsylvania. They said that they're passionate about the town, they're passionate about the team, and they want LeBron, who they think is the best player of all time, to come and play for Philly.
Another reason not to like Philadelphia. 10 minutes for the hour here on
the
BJV Show.
Come on.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, here we go now, 53 after the hour into Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. A couple of things here, some advice on using your smartphone in a particular way. And I'm going to take you, or Victoria is going to take you into the world of Instant Pot, but not the kind of pot that we've been talking about. Another kind of pot. Going to pot, if you will. Right after this important news from the world of technology.
The Geek Out.
It's okay to admit you like SpaceX. The Tesla Roadster and Starman floating through space, the twin rockets landing in unison back on Earth. It's cool to be geeky about that. But what we learned after the fact is there's also a small piece of new tech hidden in that car. A half-dollar-sized disc. It's called the Ark, and it contains a massive library of data all about humanity. The equivalent of 7,000 DVDs worth of storage on that little thing. It's the ultimate backup. And if you're wondering where exactly right now is the Starman, the Tesla, and the disc, there's a great new website providing real-time tracking. Whereistheroadster.com shows you exactly the current position in orbit. So to remind you later, I put a link to that site on my Twitter timeline, at The Geek Out.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
You can't predict when a pipe will burst, but when one does, you'll have quite a mess on your hands. So today, I'll show you how to prep for water damage by covering everything you own in plastic wrap. All you need is a lot of patience and 15,000 feet of plastic wrap. Now let's get started.
You could try to protect your stuff by covering it in plastic wrap, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's get to our stories here, Victoria. How can we use our smartphone to prevent food poisoning? This is intriguing.
It is. Food scientists at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst have come up with a technique they say makes identifying food poisoning and avoiding it a lot easier. And it all comes down to your smartphone. Currently, to identify bacteria that makes you sick, like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, food scientists use DNA testing. They'll sample something from raw spinach or chicken skin, anything that has a lot of bacteria, and then they have to wait for 24 hours for it to cultivate so they have a big enough sample. That takes, of course, time and a lot of specialized equipment. So the UMass food science professors say that they've actually invented a little chip that for $30, it's an attachment that goes onto your smartphone. It's a chemically coated chip that you dip into whatever the sample of water or bacteria is, and then it snaps right onto the camera phone on your smartphone, which turns it into a microscope. And from there, they'll have an app that will be able to analyze the data that it's seeing. And so far, it's actually working really well in all the different testing that they've done. And so they say this is still in its infancy. However, they have had a lot of interest from consumers, from city groups, if you think about it, to be able to test your water at home if there's a natural disaster. We've had all the hurricanes last year. People didn't know, is their water safe or not? If food is contaminated after it's been sitting for a while, things like that. This type of invention is going to be a groundbreaking change for all of that. So way to go, UMass.
You know, it really is inspiring. We talk about how dull some people are or how dull people are becoming because of technology, but every day we come across something
sometimes
like that.
Sometimes it's great.
Gives you hope. Right, exactly.
Yep.
It's fabulous stuff.
Sometimes it's really great.
All right, so you're going to bring me into the world of Instant Pot here?
It's not what you think.
One toke over the line.
yeah, exactly. Well, fans of Instant Pot now, a lot of, I have
instant
an Instant Pot.
Pot. You instant. Have to grow it, it's Instant Pot.
Right,
really.
I have an Instant Pot. It is basically a slow cooker / pressure cooker. And these things have been hit, they have been going crazy on Amazon. They're the number one bestseller. The brand is called Instant Pot. I have one myself. It's really great. However, if you have certain model numbers, watch out, because these pots are overheating and melting on the underside, which can cause lots of damage to your kitchen, can cause sparks, fires, all kinds of things. So Instant Pot posted on their official Facebook page, they posted a warning to consumers saying that there are a small number of reports so far of the Gem 65 8-in-1 multi-cooker. Now, that is the one that has had all these melting issues, and they say you have to check the batch code, which is the 4-digit number on the bottom right of the label. So 17, 28, 30, 31, 34, and 46 are the model numbers that you need to return immediately. Stop using it immediately. We will post this on our Facebook page because I know how incredibly popular these Instant Pots are. I actually have to check my own. I don't know which batch number I have. But
danger.
Be safe and stop using it immediately.
Danger, danger, Will Robinson. All right, so that's good. Another nice job, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen together here on the DJV show at 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.